Big Lots is closing three more stores here in Ohio, including the location at 311 Dale Drive in Newark, as the company deals with bankruptcy. The latest closings bring the total for Ohio to 11. The discount chain announced in June that it would close 35 to 40 stores this year when it battled decreased consumer spending. The Munson Springs Steering Committee wants your recommendation for the future use of a 57-acre parcel of land along Newark-Granville Road called Munson Springs. The committee's top three recommendations are a public park with sports field, a community center with a pool, or a public park with a community pool. There are public hearings October 9th and 23rd at the Granville Village Hall to hear what you have to say. Ohio's minimum wage going up on New Year's Day. It'll be $10.70 an hour for employees and $5.35 per hour for tipped employees. Minimum wage paid by companies grossing more than $394,000 a year. I'm Ron Jordan reporting. Joe Springer has been tapped as the new executive director of the Winter Sanctuary Emergency Shelter. Springer has been operations director and advocate for the shelter for the past 7 years. Former Director Tim Ellis remains on the Board of Trustees. Attorney General Dave Yost has honored Lieutenant Reginald Rex Young from the Mount Vernon Police Department with a training award. Lieutenant Young has developed a hands-on training program and invites members of the community to join, which helps raise awareness and educates members of the public about various threats. An update from a story earlier this week. Ohio icon Pete Rose's cause of death was revealed on Tuesday. Clark County Coroner Melanie Rouse determined that Rose died of natural causes stemming from hypertensive and atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease. Diabetes also cited as a contributing factor in Rose's death. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.